In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's kind of turned into really more of a debate of who would listen and who wouldn't. You know what I mean? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's, do you even listen to Tarek Skubal offers? I don't think there's anything wrong with listening. Kang, you don't think there's anything wrong with listening?
Absolutely not.
With sort of a slight, holding out a slight hope that you could, that somebody would offer something that would make you go, well, actually, I'll do it for that. I mean, could you imagine what it would take to make, if you think about yourself, if you're in the no at any cost, he's untouchable, and someone just keeps adding on and adding on and adding on, you know, maybe for that. And I only, the characters, the teams that might be bidding on this guy might be the type of teams that make you go, that can make those kinds of offers, you know?
That's the great thing about this. When you told me this story this morning about the Orioles being involved, I'm like, the Orioles?
Yep.
That's the perfect team to make this trade with, because they have guys that are, they're an embarrassment of riches, it seems like, with young players, right? Get them all. You know, give me Jackson Holiday. Give me
Sam Basala.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're also going to get, you know, single, double A guys thrown in there, because that's, you got to keep adding to this deal.
And if nobody's going to do that, that's fine.
I'll keep Skubal.
Yep.
I know what I got. We know what we
like
have.
Happily keep Skubal, right?
Yes. But to not listen, I think it's.
I think it's a little short-sighted and odd to not even listen. Because here's the other thing, you know, if the plot involves the main character, the Orioles, a supporting actor here is the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers and maybe the Red Sox help you drive up the price, right? Those are the teams that take this from sort of a baseball offer that might be good for Detroit, might not be good for Detroit, that you hope turned it into a, okay, wow. Because they had to beat out the Dodgers, right? 248-539-9797. Now, I guess this is the do you even listen conversation. We're talking about, because Tom Verducci reporting in the last 24 hours that the Dodgers and Orioles are putting together packages to entice the Tigers to trade Tarek Skubal. Back to your phone calls. We go to Jason on Acelia on 97.1. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, listen, I was telling your screener, to me, I do not think you trade Skubal due to the fact that he, I hate to use the term once in a lifetime pitcher, but I mean, the last time we had a pitcher this good that pitched from the left was Denny McClain. I mean, we've had Scherzer, we've had Verlander, but the last time we had a lefty this good has been almost 50-plus years, and he has just been dominant. Now, I told your screener, I said, look, I mean, if you have to trade him, you have to get at least an everyday player, couple prospects. But like you were just saying, if they just keep adding on and adding on, and the last argument piece to this is Ilitch himself. Is he willing to actually spend and extend Skubal? I mean, if Smith goes to him and goes, hey, listen, are we going to spend on Skubal? Are we going to extend him? And Ilitch gives him the nod like, no, I really don't want to spend that type of money. then obviously you have no choice but to dump him for whatever best you can.
That's a variable that would change everything. I really, really would be livid if ownership isn't going to pay a player of this caliber.
Now, can I just also offer one thing here? A guy like Flaherty, we just had a series against Atlanta, and to me, I think he would be a great pitcher for Atlanta. And one of the players I would hope that we could possibly pry away from Atlanta would be a young outfielder named Jared Kelnick. I think he would be awesome here. He's a lefty who could play all three outfield positions. To me, it would almost be like I would offer him Flaherty, and I would even tell him, hey, look, if you need another outfielder, we'll buy out Canna and give you Canna for free. We'll pay his contract for the rest of the year, so you won't have to pay him. We'll actually pay him for you.
Yeah, I don't know that they want to give up an everyday player. But this is that kid from Wisconsin that Seattle drafted a few years ago. But, it was a high draft pick. I mean, I'd take him. Yeah, sure. I'm just not sure that you would get him as an everyday player. But you're talking about giving him Skubal. And I saw the Dodgers. I don't know if they want to give it Paez, but I feel like they got help coming. This guy's coming off the injured list. 248-539-9797. Jeff is in Canton and next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Doug. What's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I think at this point, I mean, this is Skubal's best season by far. I think you got to jump on that offer. If they offer you Jackson Holliday and that catcher, I think you got to do it. I mean, there's your answer to Baez. You throw Holliday at shortstop. And then I think another thing, too, that I think a lot of us fans are scared because Al Avila and Dombrowski, they were never able to get good prospects for the guys they traded in the past. So I think that might be a reason why you're seeing people so hesitant. I just figured I'd throw that out there, but I think if you get both those guys from the Orioles, you've got to jump on that offer.
There's no doubt that Avila failures in the past are impacting people's opinions today. That's one. And two is it should have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
It should have nothing to do with it. And unfortunately, it's just, it impacts. I mean, I try to reset the clock to zero anytime somebody new is put in charge. Harris hasn't convinced me he's great yet by any stretch of the imagination. There's probably been a couple of more moves that have made me raise my eyebrow than I've hailed them as great moves. But this is a potential major pivot point. I don't think that Skubal's going to get traded, okay? I don't think so.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I hope he gets a good return for Flaherty. An everyday player. Cusping on Major League. Being a major league player.
I think they trade Flaherty, but put a Skubal jersey on him.
and we get
what we want. And by the way, I just got to say this because did a caller say that Denny McClain was left-handed or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Yep. He probably meant Mickey Lolich.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Appreciate all the calls, all the texts.
And the caller also called him Mike Flaherty.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Or Mark Flaherty and not Jack Flaherty. All right. So he was on a roll. 248-539-9797. Paul's in Trenton and he's next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
I tell you, Tarek Skubal will be traded, and it has to start
Baltimore is the only one of the minor league deep enough to meet the gargantuan demand that Harris will have. And it has to start with Mayo, the third baseman, and Jackson Holliday. Takes care of the left side of your infield for years to come. I've been following the Tigers since 1966, and Mayo is the absolute best third baseman I've ever seen. He would step right in, as would Holliday. Takes care of that side. That allows Young to play second base, and it allows Colt Keith to go to first base. Your outfield set, your infield set. At that point, now you got the core that they've been talking about, and Baltimore will throw in a couple extra, you know, lower level minor leaguers that have potential, pitchers or what have you. I think that is the key. They're the only minor league system that has enough adequate for what the Tigers need instead of what other teams want to offer, whatever other position. They need that left side of that infield.
You know, it's interesting.
That is what they need.
They also need a catcher, and you've passed over Basalo. You don't want Basalo, their top-ranked catcher?
Well, I don't think that they would give us both Mayo and Basalo.
They might not.
Because, but with Adley Rutschman there, and they got Gunner at shortstop, they have no use for Basalo. My ideal would be both Basalo and Mayo. But I don't think they're going to give up Basalo. That's a protection in case Rutschman gets
Hey, man, we're talking about Tarik Skubal here, right?
That's right. And you know, want to know what? Play the Boris hardball, and maybe, just maybe, they'll give you Basalo and Mayo. And forget the other minor leaguers and take Holliday, too. It depends on how bad. It's not what the comps are. It's how bad does Baltimore want Skubal? With Skubal, they're almost guaranteed the World Series for at least a couple years between Burns and Skubal. They have a legitimate shot. What that does for the Tigers is it injects those players that'll be a generational change, if you will. It'll take a generation from I don't care about the Tigers to, hey, let's go to the ball game. And now you've got several years of 25,000, 30,000 people a night at the ballpark. And all the other ancillaries that come with it, the hot dogs, the beer, and parking, and everything else. And so at that point, now they got tons of dollars like Mike Ilitch had. And
hey, thank you for the phone call. We're short on time, but I'm listening. I'm certainly listening. You're convinced you want to do it. But Baltimore does seem to be the team that makes the most sense. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.